Okay, welcome. This week's Parsha is Parsha's B'Shalach. So after, on the way out of Mitzrayim, so Am Yisrael has to go and ask their neighbors for money, jewelry, jewels to use for what they're going to be doing. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk tells us, V'yikach Moshe Atzmat Yosef Imo. Moshe was the one who took upon himself the responsibility to go find and retrieve the bones of Yosef, so they could bring them with them on their journey. Keep their word, because Yosef made them all the siblings, all his brothers, promise that they wouldn't let him, when they leave Mitzrayim eventually, they wouldn't leave him in Mitzrayim, but they would take him with them. And so the Emes Yaakov comments on this, and he says, the Midrash really sees Moshe doing this as something very praiseworthy and very fascinating that it does. Meaning, the Midrash in fact says all of Am Yisrael was busy collecting gold and silver, while Moshe was busy collecting the bones of Yosef, Hatzadik. So the fact that he was willing to do that made him worthy of this praise. Wow, Moshe Rabbeinu, what did you do? He said, this Midrash, why does it need a pasuk to prove this idea? It's mefurash that this is what they were supposed to do, and that, meaning, they were supposed to go and ask for gold and silver, and Moshe, and they were also supposed to bring the bones of Yosef. So what's the big praise of Moshe for going to go get Yosef's bones? So much so that the Midrash says, because Moshe was the one who went to make sure Yosef's bones came along, who ended up burying Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem. So the reason Moshe was zocha to Hashem being his chaver kedisha was because Moshe made the effort to take care of Yosef's bones. So he says, you have to understand the following. Getting the gold and silver from Mitzrayim was also very important. It's not that Am Yisrael were doing worthless activities while Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the one worthwhile activity, and they were getting gold and silver and he was getting Yosef's bones. No. All of these actions were important. It was very important to get the gold and silver from Mitzrayim. Why? Because of Brit Bein Btarim. Hashem tells Avram Avinu, your children are going to be slaves for 400 years. And he says, Vavadum, Vinu, Otam, Vechule, all in the Pasuk and Lechacha, and the Pasuk says, Vachrechen Yetzu Verechush Gadol. And then they will leave with great wealth. So the Midrash, the Chazal say that we didn't want that Avram Avinu could one day have a Taino Kivyachol against Hashem. Hashem, you told me there were going to be slaves, that part you kept your word on, but you said they were going to leave with wealth. Where's the wealth? So in order to make it that Hashem kept his word to Avram Avinu, they had to get their wealth. Understand that this getting the wealth was itself, meaning despite being a fulfillment of Hashem's promise to Avraham Avinu, this was a little bit of a tough test for Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because if Bnei Yisrael took their gold and silver and then they don't return, it increases the likelihood that the Mitzrayim are going to chase after them. Now, as scary as it is to be asking your masters and the people who have been beating you and enslaving you for hundreds of years to ask them for their gold and silver, knowing that you might not be returning and that they're going to therefore chase you for it, is that much more of a leap of faith. In addition, probably, despite whatever happened to Am Yisrael, and we know that we're going to discuss in a minute, they were even in the Mitzrayim Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but despite all that, we know that they still had some values that they got from the Avos. They still had some proper values. Right? We know that because this and that, and Shloshinu Shemam and Lashonam and Kuli, so apparently there were still some Yisoro that made them Am Yisrael. So one of those values, likely, says the Emes Yaakov, was Sinat HaChamas VaHaGezel. The Avos hated when bad was being done. And it could be that made its way down to Klal Yisrael too. So it could be this Sinat Hamas and Gezel also made it hard for them to go ask their Egyptian neighbors for their gold and silver. Therefore, they had to be told that this is what they're supposed to do. Hutzrach lezarzam, levakish mehem v'lashem bakasha. You're supposed to go do this. Now, why wasn't it Hamas then? You have to convince them, go do this anyway. So is it go do this anyway despite it being Hamas? No, it's not Hamas. What is Hamas? Hamas is when you take something that doesn't really belong to you. We use it in the halachic terminology. It's even when you pay for it. Like if I convince you to sell me something you don't want to sell me. So even though I pay you the fair market value or extra, but if you didn't really want to sell it to me, I was violating Hamas. Okay? So why is it not wrong that they are taking something that doesn't really belong to them here? Why is this not Gezel or Hamas? So he says, you have to understand. How did all these mitzvim get wealth? Okay, it's not only that they got wealth because they were using slave labor, but they got wealth because Yosef HaTzadik made Mitzrayim wealthy. At the expense of all the surrounding nations, they were the only ones who were prepared for the famine. The famine clearly was a regional thing, affecting more than just Mitzrayim. So all the other countries basically ended up giving all their wealth to Mitzrayim just to be able to survive the 7 years of famine. So they became very rich. And therefore, after that, to now enslave Am Yisrael, that's improper. That's number one. Number two, they invited Am Yisrael to come. When they discovered finally who Yosef was, that he had a family in Eretz Yisrael, and these are his brothers. Oh, let's bring them here. It's going to be great, wonderful. They invited them to be guests. They told them, we're going to give you Mituva Aretz. We're going to give you the best part of the land. Come, be our guests. And now to make those people avadim, that's also inappropriate behavior. That's impolite. That's not yashrut. And therefore, to be sholeit on them, on their guf, and all their nechasim, is also wrong, to the point that essentially what we're taking from them is our nechasim. That also, I'm sure some of you are familiar with the conversation in the Gemara where Mitzrayim asks for all their money back that Am Yisrael never took. And they said, yes, so why don't you just pay us then for the 400 years we were slaves? And then that's a story in the Gemara. So that idea is at play here as well, says the Emes Yaakov. So there, that Gemara, Sanhedrin, Sadi Aleph, the Machloket of Gviya ben Ksisa and Bnei Mitzrayim. So that, therefore, what they were doing was a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah in order to be Mekayim Divrei Hashem, Divrei Avtacha of Hashem to Avram Avinu, and it was a mitzvah in order to do what's Yasher, to get the money that was being taken from them. Now that you understand that what Am Yisrael was doing was a mitzvah, and yet Moshe Rabbeinu didn't join them in that task, but went to go get Atzmaut Yosef, now we can understand a little bit more of the praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Chachmas Moshe Rabbeinu that he went and did the mitzvah of taking Atzmaut Yosef with them. Why? The mitzvah zo yesh kovsim lezo in kovsim. Which one and more people are going to be interested in enjoying that task and more likely to do? The one of getting gold and silver. Going to get bones, there's probably fewer people lining up in order to do that mitzvah. So that mitzvah has no hana taguf, and it's krova yoter lilishma. And that explains why Moshe Rabbeinu gets praised. So, now that we understand why Moshe gets praised for that, now we can understand something else that we didn't mention yet. But because Moshe did this, this actually led to many great things happening for Am Yisrael, specifically Kriyat Yamsuf. How do we know? The Midrash says, Hayam Ra'a Vayanos. The sea saw and split. Well, the sea saw and ran, literally, but it split. Meaning, something that the sea saw coming made it split for Am Yisrael. What was it that it saw? So the Midrash makes a little play on the words from the word Vayanos. Where else do we have the word Vayanos? We have it from Yosef HaTzadik. Ishes Potiphar tries to seduce Yosef, and he leaves his shirt with her. Vayanos Achutza. He ran away. So when the sea saw the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, who has this tremendous chus of having been Vayanos, it decides, I have to split the schut that tzaddik. It was so surprising, this tzaddik surviving that test of Eshet Potiphar, to the point that the Gemara tells us that, one second, where is it? Oh no, it says it's Bereishis Rabbah. Bereishis Rabbah tells us, maybe in the Gemara somewhere too, Bereishis Rabbah tells us that a Roman matron woman asked Rabbi Yossi, how is it that Yosef, the 17-year-old boy, was able to withstand the temptation of Eshet Potiphar? It is not fathomable to them how a person could have stood up to this temptation. So now we can understand what's so great about Yosef HaTzadik. Because what else happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? We know that the Midrash tells us that the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you saving Am Yisrael and destroying Mitzrayim? Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, v'halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Why are you saving these Avdei Avodah Zarah versus those Avdei Avodah Zarah? And their answers are bound to explain what it is that Hashem answers. But apparently, to the Malachim, Am Yisrael looked identical to the Mitzrim. They're both Avdei Avodah Zarah. Hashem doesn't say, no, you're wrong, Am Yisrael is not Avdei Avodah Zarah. No. What does Hashem answer? Look who they have with them. They have Yosef HaTzadik with them. These aren't just Avdei Avodah Zarah. These are Avdei Avodah Zarah who maybe out of circumstance are Avdei Avodah Zarah. But I know, between these people, who they come from. Who do they come from? They come from Yosef. Yosef who had the ability to do the Mesiras Nefesh, to give up everything, Vayana Sachutza, to withstand the temptation. That's who they have with them. So Hashem is telling the Midas Hadin, hey, don't think you can judge these Avdei Avodah Zarah like these Avdei Avodah Zarah. No. These Avdei Avodah Zarah, Toch Toch Yotam, is Avdei Avodah Zarah. But these Avdei Avodah Zarah, Mimekor Acher Nechzav, they are made, they are formed of something else. Which makes it sound like, were it not for Yosef's Aron being there, Am Yisrael wouldn't have been Zocha to Kriyas Yamsuf having there. And then, that which Bnei Yisrael saved, all the gold and silver that they got and they left with, they wouldn't have kept it. It wouldn't have worked. So therefore, now we can go back and understand the original Medrash. Original Medrash says about Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe was Asuk Ve'atzmod Yosef, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe, you are the Chacham Lev, you have the foresight to go get these bones, because you were the one to Osek in his Chavura. I, Hashem, am going to be the one to Osek in your for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because what was so important? Moshe Rabbeinu realized all the gold in the world and all the silver in the world isn't worth anything without the fact, isn't worth anything to Klal Yisrael without the fact of what makes us Klal Yisrael. And what makes us Klal Yisrael? Well, we've been discussing it. It was the sin of the Hamas and the Gezel that we got from our forefathers, and therefore we needed a reason in order to go get the gold and silver from the Mitzrim. But beyond that, what makes us Klal Yisrael was that we come from the Avos, and we come from types of people like Yosef HaTzadik. So that despite even temporarily being ostensibly that you can't indistinguishable from other Avdei Avodah Zarah, really we Mimakor Echa Nechza. We are fundamentally different people. We are people who have a Mesorah of the values of Yosef HaTzadik and the Avot, and therefore we are worthy of Kriyas Yamsuf and many Nisim happening to us. And therefore we have to remember that the values of the Avos should always in our lives win out and be more important than gold and silver. That's the message of this portion.